Okay, it's recording there.
Okay, this shiur was given on the second day of Shmini Atzeres in West Orange in Congregation Or Torah, and is now being repeated in order to record. Parshas Bereishis begins Bereishis Bar Elokim Es HaShamayim Ve'es HaAretz. There's always been a minhag in the Sifrei Drush to connect the end of the Torah with the beginning of the Torah. And in the Sefer Pardes Yosef HaChadosh by Rav David Mandelbaum, he quotes the idea being that we know that the Torah is the blueprint of the world, Estakel Baraisa Bora Alma. And if the Torah is indeed the blueprint of the world, then we have to say that there's some correlation between the Torah and the world. And just like the world is circular, so too Torah is circular, so the end connects to the beginning like a circle. And there are many different drushes have been said on this matter. So let us begin by discussing this idea and tying it in the end of the Torah to the beginning. Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShamayim Ve'es HaAretz. So we know that Chazal quoted in Rashi, Bereishis Bara Mikra Hazeh Omel Darsheni Bishvil HaTorah Shenikra Reishis Darko Bishvil Yisrael Shenikra Reishis Tvuoso. The Torah is called Reishis and Klal Yisrael is called Reishis. And that's Bereishis Bara Elokim Bishvil HaTorah and Bishvil Yisrael. However, there is another drasha quoted in the Medrash Rabbah here on page 3, Parsha Aleph, Siman Dalet, Rabbi Rechia Omar Biskus Moshe, Shenemar Vayarish Shlo. That Moshe, Rabbeinu, is referred to in a certain sense as Rashis, and the world is created also Biskus Moshe. And this pasuk Vayareishis Lo is a pasuk that we just read in Zos HaBracha by Shevet God, Ulgad Amar Baruch Marchiv God. And then it says Vayareishis Lo, Hisham Chelkas Mechokis Sofon Vayesir Vashayom Tzidkas Hashem Oso Umishpotov Im Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu is called Reishis in the sense that Shevet God wanted that their beginning of their conquest should be the land of Sichon or Og on Eber HaYarden Mizracha, not on the other side of the Yarden, and there was a whole deal made with Moshe Rabbeinu that they had to come and fight with the rest of Klal Yisrael and they can get their land on the other side of the Yarden. And on the east of the Yarden. And the reason why the pasuk says is Kisham Chelkas Mechokei Sofon, because that's where the Chelka, the portion of the Mechokei, the lawgiver, namely Moshe Rabbeinu, that's where he was Sofon, that's where he was buried, and God wanted that Moshe Rabbeinu should be in their territory. The burial of Moshe should be in the territory of God. There's a whole discussion that different Sfarim have about how does this fit in with the fact that the Pasuk says in Matos that the reason why they wanted that land is because that they had Mikna Rav, that they had a lot of pasture, they had a lot of cattle, and they needed pasture land. And that's why they wanted that part of the Yarden. And here we're saying that the reason why they wanted this part of the yard, this the other side of the Yarden, and not the side where the rest of Klal Yisrael would go, was because of that's where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. So some say that the real reason was because of course Moshe Rabbeinu, the part that Yosef HaChadosh quotes it, but they didn't want to say that to him because that would as if saying, you know, you're not going into Eretz Yisrael, and that reminds him of the chayit of the meimariva, etc. So therefore, sort of a cover up to mention the mikdarav. Different reasons given, but Moshe Rabbeinu has this connection to Rashis, because vayar Rashis lo, and b'schus Moshe Rabbeinu the world was created. And to understand this, we have to look into the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. We know Rashi in Matos, here on page 6, 7, Parshas Matos, Vayedaber Moshe Rashi Matos l'bnei Yisrael le'mor zeh hadavar asher tziva Hashem. And Rashi quotes the Sifrei that Moshe had the Nevuah b'ko and b'zeh hadavar. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Nevuah was sometimes crystal clear. Zehadover, ki'ilu, the thing was tangible in front of him. Sometimes ko is not as clear. The other Nevi'im were only nisnabe b'ko. They didn't have that clarity of Nevuah, like the Gemara says in Yevamos, that Moshe Rabbeinu with nisnabe basbaklaria ha'me'ira, and the other Nevi'im was basbaklaria she'ena me'ira. So Moshe Rabbeinu had that clear Nevuah of Zehadover. Sometimes kol, but sometimes zehadov. Now the Rambam in Perek Shvi of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Halacha Vav, here on page 8, says a very interesting thing regarding Moshe Rabbeinu. First, this I heard once from Rav Yochanan Zweig, that Rambam here in Halacha Vav explains, what does it mean, Moshe Rabbeinu? That phrase, Moshe Rabbeinu. Normally we think it means he's the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael, which is true. But the Rambam explains Rabbeinu is Rabban Shel Kol HaNavim. Rabbeinu is, he was the chief Navi. In other words, Rabbeinu was the Nevuah aspect, not necessarily the Torah aspect. And then the Rambam continues, Ma Hefresh Yesh Bein Nevuas Moshe L'Shar Kol HaNavim. What difference is there between the Nevuah of Moshe and the Nevuah of other Nevi'im? So the Rambam says, Shekol HaNevi'im b'chalon u'b'mare. U'Moshe Rabbeinu m'smabe v'hu er v'omed. There was other Nevi'im got their Nevuah while they were asleep. They had a dream, a vision. Moshe Rabbeinu was wide awake, standing up, and he gets his Nevuah. And we have to understand, where does that difference come from? Why is that so? That other Nevi'im had it only b'chalom, and Moshe Rabbeinu had it even when he was heir. So there's a beautiful explanation in the Sefer Atzei Chaim, which the Satmar Rebbe in the Sefer Beirach Moshe quotes. But to understand the Atzei Chaim, quotes a beautiful vort from the classic Hasidic Sefer Noah Megodim. Noah Megodim, Rabbi Elazar Halevi Ish Horvitz, on Parshas Bahaloscha, says a beautiful idea. On the Pasuk, Ve'ish Moshe Onav Mi'od Mikol Ha'odom Mashal Pnei Ha'adoma. What does it mean, Ve'ish Moshe Onav Mi'od Mikol Ha'odom? So the simple explanation is that he was the greatest Onav, greater than any other man. So the Noah Megodim has another interpretation on page 11. He says that very often an individual is in solitude, he separates himself, and he meditates, he thinks about himself, he thinks about God. And when he thinks in isolation about him compared to God, he realizes how limiting he is, how confined he is, and how great the Ribbono Shel Olam is. And in this private meeting between the human being and God, he realizes his limitations and how great the Ribbono Shel Olam is. However, the same individual, when he interacts with other people, sometimes could be haughty, and could be looking down upon other people. In other words, his anivas is only when he thinks about God, when he thinks about other people, not. So the chiddush about Moshe Rabbeinu's Odom Mikol Odom means that even when he was interacting with people, he never spoke down to people. He never, even if he was greater, he never had that, no airs about him, no haughtiness about him. Mikol Odom, even when he was Me'urav with the Bnei Odom. And that's why he had the greatest level of Hashras Hashchina, and that's why he had to be Parish Min Ha'isha, and he was different than, the other Nevi'im. So the Sefer Atzei Chaim, on page 15, says a beautiful idea. He says the reason, based on this Noam Agadim, to explain the Rambam, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was even when he was awake, because Nevuah comes when there's Hashras Hashchina, and there's Hashras Hashchina when a person is an Ovnov. So other Nevi'im, their peak of Anivus existed when they were in solitude, when they were only thinking about themselves and God, and then they got their Nevuah. But when they were with other people, then the Anivus wasn't always as great. Maybe sometimes they spoke down to people in a certain way, or in a certain certain mashahu of that. But Moshe Rabbeinu, even with people, was b'mloha anivus. So therefore, even when he was awake, and he was in the mode of being able to speak with other people, he still had the ultimate anivus, and therefore he had the ultimate hashras hashchina, and therefore he had nevuah even in that state. And that's why he had nevuah even when he was awake. And the Satmar Rebbe says a beautiful idea in the Beirach Moshe. He says, at the end of the Torah concludes, L'chom Novi Od B'Yisrael K'Moshe, etc. Chala'osos Mofsim, V'chol Hayar HaChazaka, Chol HaMor HaGadol. Moshe Rabbeinu performed the Yara HaChazaka, Mor HaGadol, did all these great things, tremendous Hashras Hashchina, when? Le'enei Kol Yisrael, when he was amongst people. He was able to get that Hashras Hashchina because he never looked down upon people. Like the Ramban, in the Igeres HaRamban says, when a person interacts with people, he should never look down, speak down to people. If anything, he should view the other person as greater than him, etc. And that's what the Satmar Rebbe says based on the Noam Agadim and the Atzei Chaim, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Vayar Reishis Lo. He was, because Moshe Rabbeinu, he was able to get the Torah because he was the greatest Onov, as the Svarim write, Moshe Kibol Torah Misina, he got Onov from Misina, he was the greatest Onov. And therefore, Reishis Bar Elokim, because Moshe was the greatest Onov, he received the Torah, and the Torah what keeps the world going. And that's the connection of Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest Onov, but the Anivus was not only when he was hidden, Le'enei Kol Yisrael, when he was amongst people. Onov Mikol Adam, when he was amongst people. Not just when he was together with God, he saw his Anivus. How he interacted with people, he saw his Anivus as well. And that ultimately, it's the point of life, is to be an Onov, to realize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be an Onov. That's why the world is created, and we'll explain that a little bit further. Now getting back, Vayar Reishis Lo, that Moshe Rabbeinu is buried in the Chelak of God. And we discussed the question, and I thought it was the Mikne Rav, it wasn't of course of Moshe Rabbeinu. So there's a beautiful idea from Rav Simcha's Bunim of Parshischa, even though it's not the Pshat and the Psukim, but it's a Hasidish Vort that has tremendous meaning, even though it's not the Pshuto. It's brought here in the Pardes Yosef HaChadosh of Rav Mandelbaum in Parshas Matos, page 23. He says, you know what Mikne Rav means, besides the Pshuto Shel Mikra? It means that Bnei God had a special kinyan in their Rebbe, Mikne Rav. A certain closeness with their Rebbe. and therefore they wanted their Rebbe to be buried in their portion. And of course, if with that explanation, there's no contradiction. The Mikne Rav is repeating the same idea of Kisham Chalkas Mechokek Sochem. But I'd like to extend it even further. It's not only that they wanted this closeness. It's perhaps they were the ultimate Talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because a person is a true Anav, he bestows goodness on everybody. He doesn't care if you're great, you're not great. He doesn't have to. He's not doing it to make an impression. And God, the Gemara says in Shabbos, on Kuv Dalad, it discusses the Aleph Beis. Why Aleph and Beis, Gimel and Dalad. So why Gimel and Dalad? Gimel Dalad, Gimel Dalim. To give to the poor. And then the Gemara continues, my Tama Pshuta Kare the Gimel Gami Dalad, the foot of the Gimel, the Os Gimel has a little foot that's going out towards the Dalad to show that the person has to go after the Ani. And that was the greatness of the Shevet, of Shevet God, that they were the Gemol Dalim. They were the individuals who were always looking to do chesed with everybody. They weren't haughty, thinking they're greater. And so they were the true Talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Kinyan Rav means that Moshe Rabbeinu was dovuk to them because they lived Moshe Rabbeinu the most. Of that midah, of Onav Mikol Adam, treating everyone with respect, not looking down upon anybody. And that, ultimately, is the purpose of life, is the purpose of the world. And we know the world was created. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? As the Ramchal says, Derech HaTov LeHeitiv. If you're Tov, then you have to be Meitiv. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was all about. Tzidkas Hashem also, Mishpotov in Yisrael. The Mishnah says he was Mezake Es HaRabim. And God had that special connection. And that's the idea of this world. As Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner says, the point of this world is to Lehetiv Lacherim. And that's what God did, Gemol Dalim, and that was Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's Vayareshis Lo, and Beschus that, that's what the world is all about. And there's a beautiful vort in the Agra Dekala, from the Bnei Yisoschar. We know the Gemara in Megillah says that when Talmai asked the Zkenim to translate the Torah, so they all translated Bereshis Balokim, they all wrote Elokim Bara Bereshis, because Elokim is God's name, so the name should come first. So why in our Torah does it say Bereshis Bara Elokim? Because if God's name would be first, that would be showing as if whatever he does is for his own self. Like a person does something, a lot of times a person does something with ulterior motives. But the Ribbono Shel Olam is not that. He does it just for the sake of giving. We can't be like that. Like Rav Shimon Shkop says, Yachol on the Chazal, Yachol Kamoni, you might think we should be like God, that we're givers totally and nothing for ourselves. No, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like that. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate, as we say in the Nusach HaTfilah for Kiddush Levana, Poel Emes Shapuloso Emes. What does a Poel Emes mean? It means he's Poel. For that's the reason he's doing it, not for ulterior motives, for the sake of the Nesina itself, for the sake of the Pu'ula. So therefore, so it says Bereshis Bara, that's the verb. In other words, Baruch creates Elokim. In other words, Elokim, his name, comes later. But first is the Pu'ula, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Derech HaTov LeHeitiv is to give, not for his own self, just for the sake of giving, Bereshis Bara. He's giving. He's a Derech HaTov LeHeitiv. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu represented. That's what God represented. And that's the beginning, the end of the Torah. La'enei Kol Yisrael, always being nice to other people, never being haughty and condescending on others. La'enei Kol Yisrael. So therefore he gets his nevuah, La'enei Kol Yisrael. He's Ono Mikol Adam, even when he's not in solitude, in isolation. Moshe is Anav Mikol Adam, even when he's amongst people, even when it's La'enei Kol Yisrael. and therefore that's the meat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bereishis Bara. Well, this is the beginning, we speak about the Pu'ula. He's not interested in himself. Elohim doesn't come first. It's the Pu'ula. It's the Nesina, giving, doing. And that's what the Ribbono Shalom is all about. That's what the Ribbono Shalom is all about. And that's the what Shevet God is. And that's how the Agad Kal of the Bnei Sasser explains why the Torah begins Bereishis Bara Elokim, not Elokim Bara Bereishis. And he says the Agra Dekala, that's the connection that La'enei Kol Yisrael, Klal Yisrael can understand this idea. So for Yisrael, it's Bereishis Bara Elokim. For the Goyim, for Talmai HaMelech, he might not understand it. For him, it has to be written Elokim Bara Bereishis. But we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Pol Emes Shepul Oso Emes. So even though we're not on that Madrega, we should try to always be a no-sing, always be respectful for other people, even if you know you had a greater education than the other person. Always speak with humility, never speak down to anybody, never be condescending. And that's what the world is all about. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always giving, and that's Shevet Vayareshis Moshe Rabbein, that's Shevet God that has that miknerav, that special connection to the Rebbe, not only because they wanted it, but because they embodied what Moshe Rabbeinu taught. So they had the miknerav, the kinyan in their Rebbe, and therefore they get the reishis, they get the chelik of Moshe Rabbeinu, shebizchuso reishis, bizchus Moshe Rabbeinu, shenikra reishis.